Welcome to the Marshfield TV Weekly Update, where every Tuesday we at MCTV keep you up to speed on things happening in the studio as well as around town. I'm your host and resident production assistant, Desmond O'Neill. Now let's get into it. The Alden House is hosting the event Sheep and Shawls this Saturday at noon. Join in celebrating wool-based textiles from the 18th century. There will be weaving, dyeing, rug hooking, knitting, and more. Also, there will be lambs for Middleborough and an 18th century reenactor. The Plymouth Air Show is also on Saturday. There will be aerobatics, flybys, flight simulators, and airplane and helicopter rides. This event will cost $10 and is being put on by the Plymouth Aero Club. At the Marshfield Airport this Friday at 7, the Molly Fund will be showing Top Gun. The event is free and there will be refreshments and snacks for sale. Bring a chair and a blanket. For the health-minded early birds out there, the North-South River Watershed Association will be hosting yoga at the Indian Head River Reservoir. That'll be this Saturday at 8:30 a.m. We've posted a few new videos up on our Vimeo page since the last update. See Sean Costello and Tim Kearney talk about their plans if elected for state representative on WATD's Democratic Candidates Forum. The South Shore Chamber of Commerce hosted a meet and greet with Beth Lindstrom, the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. We covered the event so you can watch her talk. The previous South Coast Central news is up. Our news intern Marissa is doing a great job. We also posted a short video showing how to renew your membership online through the Media Center Manager. Our member Teresa DeLuca put out another great episode of Read, Rant, Repeat, where three of her students discussed the book One of Us is Lying by Karen McManus. They even got an interview with the author. Impressive. Last, we posted our coverage of the TIC Radio Play series, where the TIC radio players performed Dragnet and The Open Boat. Tune into the public channel this Saturday at 8 p.m. to see the new episode of South Coast Central News. Now over to the library. This Wednesday at 10 a.m., reference librarians will be available for one-on-one tech help. Just bring in whichever device it is that you need help with, and register ahead by calling the library at 781-834-5535. Then at noon is Drop-In Crafts. This week, the group will be doing Kandinsky-inspired circle paintings. The event is for 7th to 12th graders, and no registration is required, hence the drop-in part of the name. At 2 is STEAM Storytime, where kids ages 4 to 7 will read, do science, and make art based around a weekly theme. This week's theme is color science. Then at 6 is PJ Storytime. Come read books, sing songs, and play with movement and rhyme at this event geared towards children up to age 6. At 7, the Contemporary Book Club will be discussing the book News of the World by Paulette Giles. Then on Thursday at 2 is the End of Summer Ice Cream Reading Party. There will be games, crafts, and lots of ice cream. The event is for children up to age 12 and no registration is required. Then at 4 is the Poisoned Prophecies, a murder mystery party for teens. Sign up at the circulation desk to choose your character before August 9th. Then on Saturday at 11:30, the library will be hosting an Escape the Room event for teens. Groups will have 30 minutes to crack codes, unravel ciphers, and escape the cryptid's room. The Classic Book Group is taking the month off and will be back in September. On Monday next week at 9:30 a.m. is Songtime for Littles, where children up to age 2 and their caregivers can come to sing along, dance, and play with toys. At 10:30 a.m. is Tales for Tots. Kids age 2 to 5 and their caregivers are invited. At 2, the Summer Reading Club is meeting. Make cool crafts, talk about what you're reading this summer, and get book lists of great books recommended by the library. The event is for kids age 8 to 11. At 5:30 is Teen Monday Movie Night featuring Black Panther. Snacks will be provided and registration is not necessary. On Tuesday at 2, Gurnet the Reading Dog will be at the library to listen to children read. Gurnet is trained to sit and listen to children read books. It's a good way for kids to practice reading, feel confident, and pet a cute dog. Now over to Town Hall. Tonight, Tuesday, at 6:30 is the Historical Commission meeting. The Conservation Commission meeting is at 7. On Wednesday, the School Committee meeting happens at noon. And the Community Preservation Committee meeting is at 7. Then on Monday, the Planning Board meets at 7. The Boys and Girls Club summer camp is coming to an end, and next week will be their final. Campers can sign up week to week, though, so there's still time. The theme next week is Backyard Bash. There will be a Tropical Tuesday, a Wet and Wild Day, Backyard Barbecue Day, and Carnival Day. Swimming, archery, and cooking lessons are available every week, and there are some special add-ons next week, too. There will be robotics, water polo and pool games, exploring local museums, flag football, and dance lessons. They also offer an afternoon school program, and it's filling up fast. The program is for children age 6 through middle school and is a fun, safe place for kids to go after school. They have a rec room for elementary school students, a full court gym, an art center, a learning center where tutors and instructors help children with their homework, a computer center, a middle school center to support young teens, a commercial kitchen, and a full field and a pool. The Boys and Girls Club truly makes Marshfield a wonderful place for kids. And that's all for this week. I'd like to remind you that Marshfield Community Television is for everyone in Marshfield, and we're always accepting new members. If you have an idea for a production, or if you're looking for a way to get active in your community, feel free to come check out our studio. You can talk to me or anyone else around the studio about what we have to offer and how you can get involved. You can also help support us by calling your state representative and asking them to support public access television. Make sure to listen next week for more information about things happening at MCTV and around Marshfield. Now I'd like to leave you with a quote from graphic novelist Marjane Satrapi. Life is too short to be lived badly. Thank you for listening and have a great week.